Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, и сущим муравьев живот даровав. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, и сущим муравьев живот даровав.
Thursday, 2nd of May, 2019. Acts 5, 27-33. When they had brought them into face the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded an explanation. "We gave you a strong warning," he said, "not to preach in this name. And what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seem determined to fix the guilt for this man's death on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to man. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, whom you executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and savior, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witnesses to this, we and the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated them that they wanted to put them to death. One has to obey God more than to human beings. This is a central sentence of Apostle Peter, which has a lot of consequence for us Christians, gives us the last security and the last freedom. Because our life is the last point standing before God. We can trust him without any conditions. But human beings can, whoever they are, in irritations. Therefore, the apostles at this time could resist the high priest, whom they would obey normally, and going with him and give him respect. But he knew already that he was misled. And so the mission of God was higher, of course, because they recognized Jesus as the Messiah. They participated in the resurrection. They received the Holy Spirit. And this was, of course, more than the commandments of authority, which was not fulfilling his duty and was without justice. We are called to respect and even to be in obedience to real authorities in the world and in the church. But it has certain limitations. In the world, we cannot follow when they will ask things from us which are against the commandments of God. Holy John Paul II, he was telling very clear to the politicians that they have to follow the teachings of the church. And if in the politics is something against the teaching of the church, they have to confess clearly that they follow the commandments of God and to give a testimony of truth on this way. This is a very important point, and if I'm not totally wrong, I think that we will see hard times in our life as Christians, and we have to give our testimony, even if there are disadvantages. May God give us the courage in this time, which had now the Holy Apostle after Pentecost, and which we could notice today in the words. It can even happen that you have to correct within the church authorities if they do not follow, or it seems that they do not follow, the real teaching of the church. That would be a very painful situation, because the obedience of the church is an important point. And if we do that, we have a good weapon against temptations. But if it could be that even those who are called to lead us are led in the wrong way. Then we can say to them with respect and love, which is foreseen by the Church itself. And we have to be faithful what the teaching of the Church always said, and to follow the praxis like it is in the real teaching and tradition. What I said about the possibility to correct or even to say what we're thinking about is written in Tse Itse, 2012, paragraph 3, if you want to read it. So we can see that the clear announcement of the gospel made the enemies of truth so furious that they wanted to kill the apostles. I think Peter knew this, but he was not ready to minimize anything of the gospel. And this is very important for us also to learn. Nothing can be minimized in the gospel. It's not a soft gospel, which we human beings are working on till the moment there is not any longer anything which is like a challenge. We have to give the whole truth to people. Of course, we can be prudent, or better to say, we can see what is fitting to this point and what is not so much fitting at this point. But never we can deny the gospel because we have fear of human beings. It's not always easy. Even Peter, we saw that he had fear before Jesus was crucified. But when the Holy Spirit came, it was different. And today, we are glad to hear Peter as a man full of courage, boldly speaking and giving testimony for the truth. The key of all is the Holy Spirit. We cannot call him often enough, and we cannot listen carefully enough to him, because he will lead us in all truth and make us firm in the truth.
Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисусим во гробьях живот даровав. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисусим во гробьях живот даровав.
Christ is risen from the dead.
Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисусим во гробьях живот даровав. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисусим во гробьях живот.